Hello, VoiceTubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to hear from you guys again. Today's video is about work. Do you think your job is meaningful? And do you enjoy going to work? Or do you even like your job? I believe few people really enjoy their current jobs. And if you do like your job and you're having fun of it, then congratulations, you are very, very lucky. Because there are many, many people don't like their job. Some even hate their jobs. So anyway, this video tells people how to find meaningful work. So if you're interested in it, please check out the whole video. And let's take a look at our sentence today. Secondly, many jobs are relatively meaningless because it's very possible in the current economy to generate profits from selling people things that aren't really helping them in any way, but are more hoodwinking them or preying on their lack of self-command. Secondly, many jobs are relatively meaningless because it's very possible in the current economy to generate profits from selling people things that aren't really helping them in any way, but are more hoodwinking them or preying on their lack of self-command. So let's move on to our vocabularies. 第一个单词是 relatively. Now, relatively这个字它当作副词, 它有相对的或是相当的意思。 那我们会常用 relatively speaking. Now, relatively speaking, 它就有相对来说。 比如说, relatively speaking, it's a happy country. 相对来说, 这是一个很快乐的国家。 那跟 relatively 相反的是绝对的。 那绝对的, 我们常用的单字是 absolutely. Absolutely. I can tell that he's absolutely in love with her. 我看得出来他绝对爱上她了。接下来是 generate. Generate. 那 generate 它有产生或是造成的意思。 His latest movie has generated a lot of interest. 他最新的电影引起了广泛的兴趣。Generate a lot of interest. 再来是 produce. Produce. 你可以说 she works for a company that produces motherboards for computers. 她在一家生产电脑主机板的公司上班。再来是一个片语 bring about. Bring about. 那 bring about 它有引起或是造成的意思。比如说 he brought about his business failure by making wrong decisions. 他错误的决定导致他经商失败。再来是 hoodwink. Hoodwink. 那这个字它有诈欺或是哄骗的意思。你可以说 some vendors hoodwink foreigners by charging different prices. 有一些摊贩会以收取较高的价格来欺骗外国人。 那再来这个单字有欺骗的意思, 它是deceive, deceive. We are all disappointed that she has deceived us. 她欺骗了我们, 令我们很失望。 那再来这个字有欺骗的意思, 它是beguile, beguile. She beguiled me into lending her money. 她欺骗我借她钱。 Beguile someone into something, 就是欺骗某人去做某事。再来是 pray, pray. 那 pray 这个字它可以当名词，也可以当动词。当它当名词的时候，就是被捕食的动物，也就是牺牲者。再来动词的话，它有捕食或是掠夺的意思。那如果它当名词的话，你可以说 the tiger was hunting for its prey. 那老虎正在觅食。那有一个跟pray相关的片语是 prey on. Prey on, 也就是我们句子里面所用到的片语。 那这个 prey on 它有欺骗或是坑害的意思，它通常会比较指去欺骗弱势人群，比如说 scammers often prey on the elderly， 诈骗集团有时候专挑老年人去欺骗。再来是 hunt， 那 hunt 它有打猎的意思，那它也可以用来寻找，那主要是寻找工作，比如说 the hunter is hunting deer， 猎人正在猎鹿。那如果说你要找新的工作，你可以说 I am hunting for a new job， 我正在找新的工作。再来最后一组单字是 self command， 那 self command 它当作名词，它有自我控制或是沉着的意思。She has very little self-command, which is especially required as a teacher. 她缺乏身为老师所需的自制力。再来是 self-contained. 那这个字有沉默寡言的或是自给自足的，那你也可以说有独立的意思。We are not worried about my brother moving to a foreign country alone.Because he is very self-contained. 我们完全不会担心我哥哥搬去其他的国家生活，因为他很独立。再来是 self-centered. 那 center 就有中心的意思，那 self-centered 就有自我中心，那意思就是比较自我的人。He is a very self-centered person. He doesn't think about helping other people.他是个非常自我的人，他是不会想到要去帮助别人的。 Alright, that's all for our pronunciation challenge, and I'll see you next time. Bye!